We're going to move on to time lock and option lock. That's the limit in our plot dynamics. The question is, in the end of the story, what is the precipitative factor that draws it to a conclusion? What precipitates the conclusion of the story? Do they run out of time or do they run out of options? Running out of time, we always know things like 48 hours or the ticking bomb or something like that.
High noon.
Running out of options would be like remains of the day, for example, where it doesn't really matter when it occurs. By the end of the story, they've exhausted all of the potential ways of trying to create a relationship between them and found that they could not. It's running out of options that makes them stop trying. And that's when the story ends, when she goes off in the back of the bus and he's left standing there because there's nothing left to try, and they both realize they should give up because otherwise they'd just be doing the same things over again that have already been proven not to work. Now, why doesn't that take forever to tell a story like that? Well, it doesn't have to take forever because if you try something and it fails, then not trying something else, okay, means you're going to sit there waiting for failure to happen. As long as you have the opportunity to try something else. I mean, why do you see all of those wood splinters under the fingers of people who are stuck buried underground? That's because they're sitting there clawing and trying whatever they can to get out of there. Doesn't matter how much time it takes them to get out, they just want to get out. The point is that they'll try everything they can, kicking it, screaming, clawing, and if they've tried everything there is, you know, when it's proven that it won't do it, they probably just curl up in the fetal position and die. Isn't that a wonderful thought? But anyway, the point is that you will go on.
As opposed to a poison that is acting, and it takes 15 minutes to kill them.
Right. Then you've got to.
It doesn't matter how many things you try after 15 minutes.
And you're going to feel pressured in terms of your options when you have a time lock. Because when you have a time lock, you're going to try as many options as you can. And as the time ticks down, you've got to try more and more options faster and go through them quickly. And that's where the tension comes from. But with the option, you're going to feel that you're running out of time. Is that, gosh, you know, the problem is here, and it's lasting longer and longer and getting bigger and bigger. And the longer I don't arrive at a decision, the bigger the problem gets. So I'm going to be going through all of these options, but I have to hurry through them because the longer it takes me to go through my limited options, the bigger the problem grows. And so you feel another kind of tension and pressure. And that's really the impact it has on the audience, is what kind of tension do they feel as the story is revolving? Do they feel a vice grip coming in on them? Or do they feel that they're racing towards something faster and faster?
Has anybody seen the movie Speed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
An option. No, yeah, it's an option because he has to try every. It's only if he runs out of gas or.
Can it be both at different moments?
Well,
he's so smug. Look at him.
Yes. It is a story that says and establishes everything that it's a time block, and it breaks it, and that's why it has two endings, because. Essentially, for those who haven't seen the movie, it's really not going to hurt you that much, but if you plug your ears, they set up right at the beginning. First of all, they blow up the one bus, so you know what's going to happen when, at 11:30 or whatever the time is, that runs out, except that one's going to have all the people on it. And he puts all these limitations to make it difficult to get the people off and all the prerequisites, all the things. But it's a time lock. And when that essentially, the bomb goes off, which if it doesn't go off for any earlier reason, it will go off absolutely by 11:30, then that's the end of the story. That's the limit. And they cheat. They get everybody off there and blow it up ahead of time. And then the time limit completely goes away.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. And suddenly you have, well, when is this thing going to end? Okay, I know it's going to end when they finally get the bad guy. Well, that wasn't what the original story was about. Okay? Now, what they could have done, they had all this, you know, the subway stuff, the really cool stuff down there that they wanted to do. They could have thrown that all before the bus blew up. You know, they could have just, you know, manipulated a little bit so he gets off the bus once anyway. He could get off, do that whole thing, then come back, get everybody off, and the thing blows up. It's one thing when you set up a limit like that and you do not honor it, you run into all sorts of problems, and it really makes it difficult for the audience to buy it.